Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and I'm excited to be here today. We're going to be sharing with you, my listeners, another important topic I believe almost everyone can relate to: the health of our bodies, inside and out. Did you know that the cells that cover our body are the same type of cells that line our body? You know, everybody thinks, you know, you have this body and it's this outside shell and everything on the inside is kind of enclosed, like an M&M, you know? Well, we're not all chocolate on the inside. Those are the same cells on the outside that are on the inside. So, you know, that's something that's food for thought. We're at the beginning of the holiday season, and Thanksgiving is only 2 days away, and I really don't know where the year has gone. But truly, it has flown by for me, and maybe you're feeling the same way. I looked back at the beginning of this year, and, you know, I compared it to today, and I've really made great changes in what I will accept in food, in health products, in other things I use. Have you noticed any changes in yours? Are you still buying the same food? Are you still buying the same products for makeup or cleaners in your house? You know, how has media really changed our views about that? Or really, how has our health made us make those changes? And what has the internet done for us? You know, it's brought us more information about what we should be looking at. Throughout the past several months, I brought to you a variety of topics for discussion that I found were important to me. You know, even as a child, I would always ask why, no matter what I would see, and I can honestly say that I still do that today. In the shows, we've spoken about cookies and suicide, gratitude. We even had to define the word gratitude on the show because do you really even know what gratitude is? Is it just saying thank you, or is it being gracious, or is it just being with yourself and just feeling okay with everything? And we also spoke about incontinence. Those diapers, you know, wow, you know, who really wants to walk around in adult diapers? You know, we come in this role where we're in diapers. We certainly don't want to be going out in them. So we have another great topic about that. We spoke about incontinence. You know, I think it's really a great range of topics, and you can find these episodes on my archives pages. You can just go to my name, and there you will find all the information about the archive shows. Today we'll be talking about a berry from the Himalayan mountains, and why I feel it's important to the cells of her body. You know, it seems everyone is so focused on the face and the eyes and the wrinkles and the sagging of the skin. People spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on a picture of a face that reflects perfection. We see it in a magazine, we see it on television, our friends, and, you know, you get all of these things done to your face. It's always from your neck up or just your hands. And you look at it and you say, isn't that got to be some sort of reflection from the inside of our body? You know, I would take that one step further and challenge you to ask, how did the skin get that way? Is this not our outside appearance a potential reflection of the overall health of our inner being? That's really something that I would challenge you to think about. My guests today are Bruce McMullen, CEO of Cebu Beauty and Cebu LLC, and Peter McMullen, president of Cebu LLC, and they've brought the elusive, and it is elusive because this company is not that old and it's been a product that's been hard to get to market, and they brought this sea buckthorn berry to stores all around the country, you know, so we could experience its great benefits in not only beauty items like creams and washes, but also drinks and capsules. So therefore, this company is nourishing us inside and out. That's very, very important. So I'd like to welcome them to the show today, Bruce and Peter of Cebu Beauty. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeanette. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for being with us. You know, and I will tell the listeners how I even came across having you as guests today. I was looking at some emails in the nutraceutical industry, and it said, big sea buckthorn, you know, explosion this year. They have such a great harvest. And I said, it sounds interesting. So I put it in to my Google search like everybody does, but maybe I do. And I put down just C. Buckthorn, and up came your company. And I started to look at it and check into the product, and I was just totally amazed about all of the products you have and about how you can get so many nutrients just coming from a berry, but actually have them in a capsule and a drink to really help people. So can you tell us, I mean, like, how did this all happen? You guys have just been around from, what, 2009?
Yeah, actually it got started a little before that in that we, and Jeanette, let me just take a moment to give you our background. This is Bruce, by the way, and I'm the dad of Pete, and I'm the dad of about six of his siblings. And I've been blessed with great kids. We had five biological kids and then two children that we adopted, one from Colombia, Sammy, and one from India, Minda. And after Minda turned or graduated from high school, we took her and a little brother back to India, back to Calcutta, to see where Minda was born and to see her roots. And then we shot up into the Himalayas. And while we were on that trip, I discovered this little orange berry that is just fluorescent orange and really interesting that grows on a real thorny vine up in the high mountain valleys of the Himalayas in Tibet. And it was fascinating to me, and I Googled it and started researching about it. And I was amazed at how much information there really was about it, because there's a lot of study and information, but not common knowledge for the average Joe like you and myself. So I made a kind of a project of it, of studying about it, and sent some guys from my office out to explore what sea buckthorn looked like in Canada and in China and in the East, you know, Eastern Europe, and came back to realize that the best sea buckthorn in the world probably grows in the Himalayas. And so with a little fortitude and the encouragement of my wife and my family, we decided to put our best foot forward and reach out to start harvesting the berries. We were really lucky and were able to work with some people that were very knowledgeable about the sea buckthorn and applied some ancient techniques of harvesting the berry. And then we employed a number of the villagers there to help us gather them up and process them a very short time after we gathered them, and then containerize them and send them off to the United States to make what we feel are the most incredible products for internal purposes and external purposes in the world. And so, as you have just said to your audience, beauty and health from the inside and from the outside, they go together.
Right, they absolutely do. You know, it's so easy for people to say, I'm going to eat a certain item and I will get all my vitamins and nutrients. But then they're also the same people who may eat one or two oranges a day and think they have enough vitamin C. But still, their body may be really needing something else, or it's just not working correctly and needs some extra help. And really, this berry has so many proponents to it. It's not just, you know, one thing in the berry, and that's all that you use out of the berry, and you throw everything else away. You use all the different parts.
You know, Jeanette, there's actually 190 bioactive compounds in sea buckthorn, better known. This is Pete, by the way, and it's funny you say that, because you don't actually need that much of it to get a huge amount of nutrients. So you don't have to eat, you know, two handfuls of the berries like, you know, like they would be similar to a whole orange or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot. In fact, you can get all the some of the, you know, the really unique thing, which we'll get into, which is omega-7. You get all the omega-7 you need out of a half an ounce to an ounce of this juice, of the berry juice. So, you know, it's a power-packed nutrient source, to say the least.
And you're not just using you're using the pulp, the seed oils, you're using oils also, using many different parts of it.
You know, every component in the berry itself and in the plant, the leaves and the roots included, are a nutrient factory. I mean, it's amazing what God has done with the sea buckthorn plant, because it grows wild. I mean, you really don't have to do much to take care of it. And all the sea buckthorn that we harvest is from wild-crafted sea buckthorn. So it's not only, it's better than organic. You know, it is just right straight from Mother Nature. And we find that the male leaves are just full of flavonoids and nutrient. We find that the skins of the sea buckthorn plant are loaded with omega-7 and some of the other omegas. And then the pulp. The pulp has just a multi-layer of nutrient, of vitamins and minerals and carotenoids and flavonoids and sterols. And, you know, it's and what Pete said, this omega-7, which not very many people have heard about. And by the way, the odd omegas are by far the best omegas for you. But this omega-7 has been a real sleeper, and we're just barely now realizing the power of omega-7 in good health. And it's different from omega-3. It doesn't exclude omega-3. They go hand in hand and create a really nice nutrient profile for great health.
You know, so we will give the listeners a little bit of background. Since I am a naturopathic physician, I will just give you a little bit of information about why this is so important. You know, we look at our hands and we look, say, oh, they're really dry. I'm going to put a little bit of Vaseline or something like that on it. You know, what that does, or many of those other type of products where you see instant results, ooh, it took everything away, it's great, it's going to be good. You know, a lot of those at times fill up or coat over the epidermis, which is the top layer of skin, and those cells really end up sometimes looking clogged. It's sort of like putting, how can I explain? So on your kitchen table, let's say you have a few scratches, you know, and you take that little bit of varnish and you kind of go over and it looks nice and smooth and glossy. That's really what you're doing to your skin. So when you think about it, things that you're taking into your body, it's very important, because when food and nutrients come into your body, they need to be broken down in your gastrointestinal system. So in your stomach, in your intestines, and you're chewing them, and so it's in your mouth. So all of these things can get released out of the food, the vitamins and the nutrients. But if the lining and the cells in your body on the inside, now I'm talking about, aren't really nice and plump and ready and all glued together, and sort of they look like a row of dominoes, but there isn't any space between them. They're all stacked up pretty well. So that's what the cells look like. When people start to have allergies, in between those cells, they break down. They have breakdown. So the food doesn't get broken down in your body correctly, and it ends up going between these spaces. Now, why is it so important to be able to look at something like this, SIBU? Because this is important, because by having all of these nutrient-dense items, the cells, when you're taking it in as the juice or the capsules, you can bring in those nutrients right to the cells so the cells can become healthy. Then all of the nutrients go through the cells into your body, into your bloodstream. See, if we don't have cells, if we look on our skin and we say, oh, it's really dry and everything and I need to exfoliate it, keep scrubbing it off, maybe I'll come to a good part, you know? You don't do that on the inside of your body. And when you really have porous issues with your gastrointestinal system, you get a lot of allergies, you have a lot of chronic diseases later on, things that you get into the environment you're breathing in the inside of your lungs, it's the same type cells. You really want healthy cells to use as a barrier. You know, so the sea buckthorn, it provides a barrier. You have a barrier of healthy cells on the outside. You have it on the inside in your lungs. You have it in the inside in your stomach. You have it everywhere, because these cells take in these nutrients, and all they're doing is not on chaos anymore. It's sort of like free radicals everybody talks about. You know, you have to gather up those free radicals. Well, I like to think of the free radicals as, you know, mini-me's on little motorcycles running around. It's chaos. So if you can kind of put them back in line and quiet them down, then you've got things that are going in order, just like on your watch. When you see the innards of the watch working, then everything is working well. So what this provided was all of those inner things that you need to have everything going. You know, we just said about all the carotenoids and all the oils that are in this, and the amino acids and the flavonoids, and all the vitamins, those are all things like little spokes on a wheel. Something's missing, you've got a problem. So really, that's what we're all talking about today. So we're talking about SIBU Beauty, and is a sea buckthorn berry. And definitely it has a lot of products that are used internally and externally, and I definitely believe that that would be important for you to look at. Their website is SibuBeauty.com, and if anyone is interested, you can go to their website and find out more information. And today my guest is Bruce and Peter McMullen. They are a father and son team who founded the company. So can you tell us a little bit more maybe about how you even brought this berry? I know we always say slice open a, you know, a banana, and the banana is brown almost 5, 10, 15 minutes. And we know that this berry is so dense in nutrients. Really, how can you process it from that bush in the Himalayas and get it to us in the U.S. in a product?
Well, let me take that. Just because I just barely got back from the Himalayas at our harvest. And by the way, we just had a wonderful harvest this year with lots of fruit on all the bushes. The fruit is orange and red and yellow, and you know, it doesn't all ripen exactly the same time. So we have a period of time from the end of August through most of September and sometimes into October that we can harvest the berries. And then we take them, what we do is we contract with the local villagers to help us collect the berries through a real unique way of knocking them off the trees. We don't ever touch the berries with our fingers because they're so small and they're so delicate that, you know, you could probably just squish it unintentionally by grabbing it. But and besides that, the bush is very thorny and hard to handle. But we strike the bush in a way that releases the berries that are ripe, and they fall on a big tarp, and we put them in a basket. The basket full of berries are brought to our processing unit where they're weighed, and then we pay cash to the villagers at a very fair rate that the community council has prescribed for us to pay them. And then they're cleaned, they're washed multiple times, and then they're run through a pulper where we make the berries into a puree, and so we separate the skins and the seeds, and then the puree is put into a barrel that we refrigerate and eventually freeze, and it's sent to the United States. The seeds we send to a supercritical CO2 processing plant where the seeds are treated, and they produce the seed oil that is full of omegas 3 and 6 with a little bit of 7 and 9, omega 9. And then the fruit is treated, and through either supercritical CO2 or centrifuge, we create the fruit oil. And then with the leaves, we create tea. So we try to use every bit of the shrub, and fortunately it regenerates itself quite quickly. One nice thing about sea buckthorn is it's nitrogen fixing. So it's a really unique species in the plant kingdom. And so it creates its own environment to perpetuate itself. And that's an interesting topic in and of itself. But all the raw materials are shipped over to the United States, where we have processing units in California and Utah. And we make some of the most outstanding products in a natural form. We try to keep them pure and clean and don't add anything to it, so that the nutrient that you get is really right from the Himalayas. And it's got all the good, you know, the multi-layers of value that are presented either in the form of a topical, like you're saying, with lotions and creams and serums, or you can take a liquid supplement, either a sweet and naturally, or a raw version of what we make, which is called Sibu Raw, and it's the exact pulp that we bring out of the Himalayas. It's very tart, very astringent, full of lots of omegas, but people love it. Actually, we sell it to some restaurants. Dr. Weil loves it for his True Food Kitchen. He was just recently on Dr. Oz and just could not say enough of how much he loved this Sibu Raw pulp. And then we have oil capsules and combination of seed and oil capsules that have the nutrient and all the omegas that are presented for human consumption, and they make such a great difference in the way you feel and the way you look.
It does, you know, it does make a huge difference when you're able to give the nutrients to your body, but in a way that they can actually be used. It's not like you're taking a product and then your body has to break it down. You know, so many people, I would, you know, ask a lot of people, I say, are you really healthy? And they're like, oh, yeah, I am. And then, you know, they pull out at lunch, you know, prescription drugs that they're taking and everything. They said, oh, that's just to prevent things. I don't really think that that's supposed to be preventing things if you're taking prescriptions, right? So maybe you're not quite the health that you might think you are. But, you know, when you're using something like this, the nutrients are all available already. Your body does not have to work at converting different things. You know, right now, my product that I really like, and I would encourage others to follow me because you'll be able to find this on my Facebook page or definitely on Twitter, is the eye cream. I had taken some photos of myself this past weekend, and the face looked okay. It's not a big deal. You know, 56, what's the deal, right? But my eyes, it was like, oh, my goodness, look at how crinkly that skin is. And then I got some eye cream, so I will be posting the eyes, how they're changing, so everybody will be able to get a good look at that and see how the product works.
So is that
great, you know, the...
Pardon?
Is that the Cebu eye cream?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I just started to use it, and I wanted to see the results, so I'll start posting that on my Facebook page because I really need to work on – I have really delicate skin. I'm very light, pale, and Irish skin, and it was so wrinkly, and I said, oh, my goodness, I have to do something. What am I going to do? And so I'll be posting how this will be working.
I was going to just say that that happens to be one of the most – sea buckthorn rich products that we have as far as the topicals. So that's a great one to kind of highlight what it can do for your skin from the outside in, so to speak.
Yeah, and also too, you know, I don't like when people say, oh, well, it worked great the first time and then it stopped working. I think this is a product that will work consistently because it's, you know, like we said before, it's really working on the cells and really creating healthy cells. So this is not something that, oh, you put it on today and, oh, my goodness, I'm 100% better. I'm good to go. It's like, no, it looks better and it starts to work, but it works within the cell. So it will take time. You know, this is not I'm putting them on some kind of instant toxic, you know, stuff that will just stretch out my skin like egg whites, right?
Right. And you know why that is? Jeanette, it's funny that you said that because one of the reasons that you know people use certain skin products and hair products you hear it a lot about, as well as like deodorants,
mm-hmm.
is they have a lot of those chemicals in this, and your body actually becomes dependent on those. And just like you do with say certain kinds of medications, where the effect on your body, the positive effect is diminished as time goes by. There's kind of diminishing return as you keep using it. That happens with those topical products that you use as well. They're kind of department store brands because of those chemicals in there. And in fact, sometimes when people switch from those products to a natural product, they'll actually see a little bit of a negative effect at first because your body is kind of going through withdrawals. It's very similar to a withdrawal from a drug. So, but once you get through that, which you know is usually a couple of days or a week or two. And it gets used to the natural nutrients that the products like ours are using. You don't see that diminishing anymore. It continues to have those positive effects, and even gets better as you combine other natural products, both internal, you know, consumable products and topical products. So that's an important distinction between a natural product like ours and more of a department store brand that relies on synthetics and chemical-based products.
You know, so many times people will say, oh, well, I think I need to, my skin is dry. And they don't even realize that it's actually the whole entire body that is dry. It's just that the skin is the last place. You know, if you're noticing on your forearms or your upper arms, your skin is dry, you know, well, how did things not get there to be able to nourish those cells? It's not always just the very topical part. It's, you know, nutrition comes from inside out also. You know, if your blood cells, you know, and everything are all going through your skin, they're all nourishing it. But if there's nothing going to supply those cells outside the bloodstream, you know, that's when you start having negative effects. You know, if you're not putting things in, you can't expect everything to be great. You know, and I always talk about if I'm going to drink 1 8-ounce glass of water today, and I'll say, oh, well, I'm hydrated. Are you kidding? You know, and so how much is good enough and how much is even better and how much will really help? That's why, you know, with this product, you know, going, as we said, going inside and out, you're getting it from both effects. You're bringing a lot of vitamins and nutrients in, right?
You know, when people start paying attention to themselves, like, you know, it sounds like you kind of had an awakening as I have. I'm 63, and, you know, my health means a great deal to me. When you're young, you almost feel infallible,
right,
like Pete. But, you know, you get a little older and you think, I got to do this a little better than I've done it in the past. And so you start cueing in on what makes you feel better, what makes you look better. And that's what I really like about Sea Buckthorn is, you know, you can kind of customize a program of exterior, you know, of topical additives by, you know, lotions and serums and face creams, and also modify how you consume things, watching your diet and then taking the Sea Buckthorn capsules and juice. And then you'll notice your skin tone improve. You'll notice your fingernails grow faster as you get more nutrient. I notice my hair grows a lot faster. It doesn't get less gray, but it sure grows fast and it looks healthy. And my kids call me the chia because I have so much hair. But, you know, when you get lots of
same hair.
When you get the nutrient, you know it. You know it and you feel better. And the thing that you've said, Jeanette, is that the inside of your body is equally as important, if not more so, than the outside. And as we drink lots of soda and sugar, as we take in sugar and carbohydrates, that area between the cells, just like you said, breaks down and leaks. And what's nice is the nutrient, and especially this omega-7, seals it back up so that you don't have the natural cholesterol buildup that heals. You know, it's the body's way of healing those breaks in the cells. That cholesterol builds up. And so you don't have to have all that cholesterol going through you to repair the damage from what you've eaten and the result going through your body. So this omega-7, I cannot say enough about it. It's the greatest breakthrough in the 21st century.
Well, you know, we always talk, I like to refer to things in working order as like a bike chain. So if you have a rusty, rusty bike chain, if you just blow some dust or some feathers around it or whatever, it will always stick to that roughness of the rust on the chain. But if you clean up that chain and you take away all the roughness and you take away all of the extra stuff that's stuck on the outside, you have a nice smooth metal chain that's working and flowing, then things can't catch on to it. You know, you can't catch on to in toxins that might come into your body. They will just flow in and out where they're supposed to go. If you have a sealed up wall, they will just keep on going. You know, with cholesterol, if you don't have that rough edge, and the cholesterol can't really grab onto there and start forming problems with blood cells and blood clots and all this other stuff. So, you know, you're not, if you have something that's very slick and easy, then things seem to flow. It's just like that bike chain. It will just keep flowing and going, and that's what you want in your body. You know, even on the outside, if they say, oh, well, all these germs are coming from people being sick. Well, if your skin doesn't have any cracks or crevices in it, and it's not really dried to smithereens, you know, you look on the microscope and you see all these rough edges and everything, that's where all bacteria and viruses are settling in. If it's nice and smooth, you have a great barrier, and it flows well. Things will just dust off of it.
Jeanette, that is the perfect segue to something that's like the most exciting thing that is going on with kind of our, you know, in our little world right now, is the research on what omega-7 is doing in the heart, in the cardiovascular system.
Right.
And some of the best known, there's research at the Cleveland Clinic right now. And it is the preliminary results. Actually, there's already some studies that show this and some bigger follow-up studies that are showing that this could even be bigger than omega-3 for cardiovascular health. And what that does is helps to create that smooth lining in your arteries. So it helps to prevent the arteriosclerosis, which is the roughening and hardening of those arterial walls that plaque and cholesterol sticks to create clots. And that is, I mean, that's huge. It's such a pervasive problem in our culture. And what people usually have to rely on are statins and chemical drugs to combat that. But if you can, it, just like, you know, Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food. If you can get the same effect, the positive effect for something like this little berry with all the other great stuff that it does, I mean, that's just, you know, like my dear old dad said, a breakthrough like no other in this whole century. It's really, really astounding. And it's going to be coming out, too. You'll hear more and more about this omega-7. It's just in its infancy right now, but it's really exciting stuff.
So many times, you know, even my last client I was helping her with not feeling well, and her last wish before she went and passed on was she wanted to have this one last doctor's appointment, and it was about going to the heart doctor to see about a transplant. Her heart was so broken that she thought that if she just replaced her heart, then her life would come back. You know, and so how have we gotten so far over to that to just think that the body is such replaceable parts when, you know, we're all, medicine seems to tend to want to go to that other end. You know, we'll replace this, we'll fix this, we'll take this out, we'll do all that. But really, it's not like when you take that heart out, then you try to figure out how did it even get in that place in the first place, you know? Was it even given nutrition? It's sort of like, you know, we as humans need food, clothing, and shelter. Have you really done that with the parts of your body, you know, versus let's just figure out all the other stuff later? I mean, I'm not going to worry about my earrings if I haven't eaten lunch, you know? But it's always an end result versus, you know, what are the basics in the beginning? And, you know, we need to talk about the omega-7 because a lot of times, and I will say this quickly, the nourishing face cream and the serum, big time, big difference for me. I have tremendously oily skin, and we live here in the South, and it's hot as Dickens here. So, you know, everything you put on is always a problem. But what I found with it, granted there were omegas in this, you know, the berry, the sea buckthorn, but it did not have an oily consistency. So every time when someone says omega oils, you think, oh my goodness, it's going to be slippery, it's going to be slimy, it's going to smell weird. This does not smell weird. It is not oily. It does not taste greasy. It does not smell like fish. I'm allergic to fish. There's no way, no how I would ever even talk about something like that. So definitely these products, we know when we're talking about the omegas, it's not something like that oil that you would pour, you know, to fry something in your food or olive oil. That's not at all what we're talking about. This
definitely
is not something to, this is not something to grease that bike chain. This is something that will condition the chain. It conditions the metal. So can you tell us a little more about the omegas that are in this berry?
Yeah. You know, this thing is, like I said before, it's really interesting because we've got a super molecule structure in the sea buckthorn. It has different biomarkers, and the biomarkers are the vitamins and the minerals and the carotenoids and so forth. And they have, these nutrients are microencapsulated in the pulp and in the seeds and in the skin, and they have kind of a protection factor in each of them. Because of the nutrients that they have a protection factor for in each of the products that we make. And the protection factor deals with free radicals, and part of their free radical solution is the omegas, and there are multiple omegas. I think, Pete, if I'm not mistaken, there's like 22 or 24 fatty acids in sea buckthorn. Naturally, the ones that get the most attention are your odd omegas, and those are omegas 3, 7, and 9. 3, you've heard a lot about heart health and about the mental health and so forth. The 7 is what Pete was referring to as far as the breakthroughs at the Cleveland Clinic and at Harvard some of the exciting things that deal with, you know, watch the seven has a propensity to affect your triglycerides and to lower your LDL and raise your HDL, and to help your triglycerides even out. And it also has a profound effect, through studies we know this, that it helps those that have got type 2 diabetes. And this is proven. It's done not only with animals, but the studies have been done with humans. And there's more studies coming forth. But, there's no question that this omega complex of 3, 7, and 9 are a great benefit. And they're absorbed because they're plant. They're readily absorbed. They're clean. They're pure. You don't have to worry about heavy metals in plant omegas. And,
right.
And they just have a really nice effect. And they're assimilated readily into your body, so that your body gets a true benefit, and a lot of the nutrient is just absorbed internally, and also the nutrients absorbed externally as it's supplied on the outside.
Well, so many times we always talk about transdermal drugs. You know, a lot of people these days, they see it on TV, between, at dinner time you sit down, how many times do you see drugs on there for men and women that they say, oh, you just put a patch on, or you can just rub this cream on and you're good to go and you're getting a drug. Well, this, by having the omegas and all the vitamins and nutrients in it, you put it on your skin. That's going into your cells. It's going through your cells into all the deeper layers of your skin, and then it's going into your bloodstream. So this is a clean product. This is not something that has fillers. There are no mystery ingredients. There are no artificial this, that, and the other. So what you're putting in is a good, clean product. And I know that was really important to your company, as you have a lot of certifications also, all the humanitarian work that y'all do. And you just recently got the PETA certified, correct?
Yeah, both the and cruelty-free as well as the vegan certification. All of our products. We had a capsule with there was not a good vegetarian-based gel coating until recently, where we can still get the shelf life that we needed. We've recently switched that, so that's now a vegetarian-based gel cap. So our whole line is now both cruelty-free, PETA certified, cruelty-free and vegan. Really excited to announce that, actually.
That's really, really important to a lot of people that are doing plant-based diets, or a lot of people who really are interested in making sure what they put in their body is actually clean, and that they're not getting it from a product, that just because this new fad of natural, or let's throw a few vitamins in there and everything is important, that we can make some more money on this. Let's, ride with the chain. I don't find that this your company at all does that, and you really have such a clean product that, I've recommended it to almost, it's on my Facebook. I'm sure other people have seen it. We talk about it a lot, and you can get it all across the country. So can you tell us where you can buy the product, and also how they can find out about your website?
Pete?
Yeah. So we're in thousands of retailers across the country. Our bread and butter is your natural product store. So the big national brand that everybody knows is, of course, Whole Foods Market. Depending on the region that you're in, there's also Sprouts, which is really becoming a huge one, coming kind of from the west going east, and Mother's Market also there, and some really big chains all over the country. Pretty much most stores that you might go to that are your natural food stores are going to have our products. If not, ask them for it, and they can easily get it because we're widely distributed. We're also in some specialty retailers like GNC, many of the GNC stores, as well as Vitamin Shop. And then, of course, online. It's best to buy from us online. There's lots of other, Amazon sellers that sell our product.
Right.
But you want to get it from Cebu so that you can have the freshest product, and you also
right.
have our warranty, our money-back guarantee. We have a 90-day money-back guarantee, satisfaction guarantee. So It's really easy to follow us on Facebook. We have a huge Facebook following. We have like 115,000 Facebook fans, and do lots of great kind of promotions and really get people involved and give them great information. It's a fun community to be part of, as well as following our blog. We post some really interesting stuff from education based. Stuff, not just about our products. We're not just doing that. We really built a community around our company so that people can rely on us to also feed them great information about the industry of natural products, about other great developments and other ingredients that we may not even use. So it's a good company to be part of, you know, as a consumer.
So what would be the page on Facebook? What would they put in? Would they put in Cebu
it's
Beauty
just,
or Cebu?
Yep, Facebook.com/ Cebu Beauty.
Cebu Beauty. And what is your website address?
CebuBeauty.com.
Great. And
that's
I do know
S-I-B-U.
That. And on the website, I did notice that there's a lot of information. If anyone is needing more information about the product, you can see a lot of pictures. You see the people who are harvesting the berry. And there's so much information there that you'll be able to find almost all the answers to your questions. But if you don't, you can always call them. There is a telephone number there, or there is also a contact us page. And there are definitely a lot of packages. If you're looking to maybe send something to a mother or a friend, you can always do that through their website or give them a call to order. And you can always ship, too. You know, you don't always have to go to those home shopping kind of things on the television all the time. You could still ship through right through their website and get it to people. What other product did we not focus on? I think that would probably be the capsules that we wanted to talk about. But also, you know, I was looking at the back of some of the boxes, and we could use, for example, this product. Let's see which one this is. The body cream. And, you know, we always say about using the whole plant and nothing but the whole plant. Well, in the body cream, there is sea buckthorn seed oil, sea buckthorn fruit pulp, sea buckthorn fruit oil. So, you know, it's really important. And I can see that you use almost every single thing that you could possibly harvest, you know, once you're at that plant. So can you tell us a little bit more about a few of the other products that you do have? There's some very specific ones that you do have, like capsules and the raw.
Dad, you're the product guru.
Okay, let me comment on that. Let's start with the raw first, because that's the whole berry. And there's nothing like the whole truth and nothing but the truth and the whole berry and nothing but the berry. It is just clock full of nutrient. And it's got a very, obviously, it's a 100% pure, unfiltered sea buckthorn juice. One fluid ounce is your typical serving. It has a huge ORAC score, and it's made with wild harvested sea buckthorn berries. And, you know, I talked about all the nutrients in there. And sea buckthorn is great for liver health, for your skin, hair, nails. You know, because of the zeaxanthin and lutein, it's great for your eyes. You know, it helps with macular degeneration. It has a great cardiovascular component. And, you know, what you alluded to earlier is this idea of the free radicals. You know, this has a multi-layer of radical scavenging nutrients that are in the vitamin C's and the vitamin E and the flavonoids and carotenoids and the omegas. These all work together to get those free radicals and keep you from getting disease. So the raw product is in its natural form, and we sell it direct from the Cebu office. So you order it during the week, and we ship it out only on Mondays or Tuesdays, so that you'll be sure to get it in a timely fashion and get it refrigerated. There's absolutely no preservatives in it, and it's in a raw form, so we like to keep it refrigerated. The nature of sea buckthorn has a pH that lends itself to naturally preserve it, so it's in really good condition regardless. But like all fruit and vegetables, they're best off to be refrigerated or frozen. We have another juice called Revitalize and Renew, and that has natural sweeteners. I think we use some banana and puree apple juice and some other things that sweeten it up to to make it a quite a bit easier to drink if you like things sweet. And it has a high content of sea buckthorn in the raw form. It also has the additives of seed oil and fruit oil. And people love this. This is one of our highest selling products. And that, like I mentioned to you, it's recently been on Oz. And you can order that online or go to the stores. They carry that. Also, the capsules, we have vegan capsules. Jeanette, this is awesome. We are the only ones in the world that have vegan capsules. And the capsules have a combination of seed oil and fruit oil. It's a proprietary blend that we have found is just an excellent combination for great health. And as you take two of these capsules a day for a month, you will see your fingernails grow faster, your hair grow faster, you'll see your skin tone improve. You'll notice an energy component. Dr. Oz claims, and this is his claim, not ours, that you will actually utilize these for weight management. And there's just a host of things. And because of the nutrient, I found personally that I do not get sick. Rarely do I get ill. And my wife has noticed the same thing. And we feel really fortunate that we're taking sea buckthorn for good health.
You know, we had talked before about, you know, you say about getting sick and stuff, because when you do take this product, what you're doing is you're actually sealing up, you know, those exposures to be able to bring bacteria and viruses into you. So if your respiratory system has really strong cells, you know, that are just smack right up good with everything, and you're putting this on your face and on your skin so things really aren't getting into cracks and crevices and getting absorbed into your skin, you know, that's really, really important. And what I will say about, we talked about before about finding this product in your local area. I can tell you, I live in New Orleans. There are not a lot of health food stores here. This is not the town you come to that you want to be healthy. Not going to happen. You know, everybody says, oh, well, I come there to eat the food, and then I go home and I eat healthy then. But you forget, the people that live here eat this food that you come to have, you know, once in a lifetime and splurge on all these calories and grease and stuff. Well, we eat that every day. So that's really a problem trying to change a culture. You know, this is not really here. It's in GNC, and I looked in GNC, and they didn't have it. So definitely do check out their website, that it can be shipped directly to you. No matter where you live, it can come to you. And I think that's really important. Also, the other thing is how many of us have seen on infomercials, drink 8 ounces a day and you're going to buy 25 bottles if you have to get through the month, you know? And it's just not that way with this product. It says drink 1 ounce. You know, you're not sitting there drinking down the whole thing, guzzling it away like juice. So you're getting, it's so nutrient dense that you do not need to be guzzling at all, and you shouldn't be actually. You know, you're getting way too much in that point. So just, you're just drinking a little bit of it, and it's sort of like, this is my vitamin to my body, and it's good. So many times, and people have known me, is that I've always said, if your vitamin capsule is, you know, your vitamins are in a hard tablet or in a capsule that's been in, sitting on the shelf, you know, and they say, oh, we'll buy enough for the next 3 or 4 years, and it's got a shelf life out to 5 years. All of that stuff just needs to go in the garbage. And I've been known to do this, is go into people's homes and throw everything on the garbage. They put it on the table, and I just push my hand, slide it on the garbage, and start over. You know, so with this product, you're actually getting them in a really viable consistency. It's, the berry is there. It's available. It doesn't have to do anything else. And, you know, what I think is really important, too, there's a lot of claims, you know, oh, well, it helps this. It helps your eyes. It helps, you know, you don't get sick. It helps your stomach. It helps your allergies. It helps your rough, dry skin. It gives you a glow to your skin. And they think, oh, how can something do all that stuff? That's got to be crazy. And then they're out to prove it wrong. But really, it does do all that because it's providing the nutrients and it's healing the system. So like you were just saying, is, you know, if you start feeling better and losing weight and stuff, maybe that's because everything got broken down in your system, the nutrients from your food came through, and not all of that crazy stuff that actually would cause you to gain weight. You know, so if you're really taking care of your body with these products and you're providing all the nutrients and the cells right there, your very first barrier, is totally healthy, you've got it going, right?
Jeanette, you just nailed it. That is exactly what takes place. One thing that your listeners should be aware of, that is that a sea buckthorn is a sister to olive tree. If you look at the leaves of a sea buckthorn tree and an olive tree, they really look almost identical. They're long. They kind of have a grayish-green color. And the scientific name for sea buckthorn is Hippopharamnoides. That's the Greek term for shiny horse. And the lure goes back to thousands of years ago when Genghis Khan was fighting his battles in the Mongolian high country, and a lot of sea buckthorn grows there naturally, and his armies fed on sea buckthorn, and as horses got wounded, they would cut them loose to go off into the forests and die. They would graze on sea buckthorn and walk back into the camp 2 or 3 weeks later, totally healed, in great shape with a glistening coat, and thus Hippopharamnoides, or shiny coat. And so it's just an interesting story. And if you believe in olive oil, this is like olive oil on steroids, only there are no steroids. But it's just really a potent Mediterranean diet in a little orange berry.
Well, you know, also all of the ingredients, which we didn't talk on, we have about seven more minutes to the show, but the beauty product ingredients, it almost reads like a grocery list if you're actually paying attention to yourself. You know, you look at the ingredient list and it's aloe vera leaf and it's oatmeal and olive oil and orange essential oil, and you have broccoli and kale and cauliflower and vegetable sources, and you're thinking, what the heck, what is all this stuff doing in my, you know, face cream, or what is it doing in my, you know, exfoliant, or why is that in my product? But, you know, can you share what drew you to actually even put these in here?
Well, obviously being in the natural space, and that's kind of how our family is. This is a family business, and we have always kind of been inclined to be more natural minded as far as the food we eat and the products we buy and the lifestyle that we live. And there's chemical products, there's chemical ingredients that are cheaper that do all the same things, but obviously we wanted to keep it natural. And so a lot of those kind of vegetable extracts that you see, they make up what's called a cruciferous blend. And they, a lot of times, will do, you know, say, for instance, in the eye cream, you'll see a lot of leafy green vegetable extracts. Those have the effect of lessening and decreasing the look of fine lines and wrinkles, but also especially the bags and dark circles around your eyes. So there's a functional use to each of those vegetable-based ingredients, and of course, when you do read our labels, you'll see some stuff that sounds, well, you know, what the heck is that? This, some kind of sodium or something. They're all going to be naturally derived, and we actually have all the a resource if anybody ever requested to find out, you know, where a particular ingredient was sourced. We have a manual that we can send that shows where everything is comes from. Because of course, you know, you don't want stuff growing in your night cream. You don't want to open it up and see mold and weird stuff growing in it. So we have to use some of these extracts that, you know, may not sound like something that's in your dinner salad to help. It's a natural preservative is what it is. It's just kind of like like I said earlier, with the, you know, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. The same goes for the external products that you put on your body. You know, your skin is actually the biggest organ in your body. It needs to be nourished from the inside out and the outside in. Nourishment comes from food. And just like you said a minute ago, you know, this is really a food. It's a whole food-based product line.
Well, you know, so many times we say you have to eat your broccoli and do this, that, and the other. And a lot of people, again, we live in the South. I don't know how many times I can go to a restaurant, or if I will cook food for people that come over, they don't touch vegetables here. I don't know what it's all about. But if it's not brown and white on their dish, they aren't going for it. It's super crazy.
I need color. But I always look for that color.
There is absolutely no way. The only thing in color they might even drink would be orange soda. And that is nuts. That is, I mean, we as maybe health-conscious people may think that that is, you know, okay, whatever, that's nuts. But it's really a fact for a lot of people, and that really is a big deal. And I know with my husband, he grew up here, and he's like, oh, goodness, you got something green in this. So I learned what to do. I just put it in the blender beforehand, and then I mix it in, and he can't find the green. So really, you know, if you're looking at these products, you know, he would probably drink this if I put it in a glass and just didn't say anything, throw in some ice cubes. Hey, what's the difference, you know? Because it's all really blended up. And he wouldn't even know that he's actually maybe drinking maybe something with green in it or orange in it or yellow in it. And, I mean, how do you get all that in? And this is a great way to do that. You know, even through the skin, you know, you're saying broccoli. Broccoli is – so if you're putting it on in your skin cream, you're getting it. You know, you're getting the benefits of what that food product was.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know the one other thing with our products that you rely on is that they're made with true care and integrity. You know, my dad, as he described the backstory to our company, is of course he's very modest, and but I can tell you that he has for years and years and years, for decades, he and my mother have been very, very involved in humanitarian exploits, and that's probably the wrong word, humanitarian action, and have gone all over the world to help build schools and teach people, you know, impoverished people about proper health, hygiene and health care and how to take care of themselves, and actually worked in makeshift clinics around all these other, Africa and South America. And so when we went in here, and my dad has all kinds of experience in international business and where our berries come from. So it's not something that just, you know, kind of happened. He's worked very hard to make this happen, and we're very passionate about it. But the way that this business was set up actually benefits. It's actually a humanitarian action in and of itself. And recently the Dalai Lama himself personally requested that he come to a function, because he lives a lot of the time in a kind of a mansion that overlooks where some of our berries are harvested. He requested that my dad come to meet him at this event. It turned out that it was too short of a time frame. He couldn't possibly get there so soon. So the guy that handles the business that lives over there, his name is Nico, he went and met the Dalai Lama and was blessed by the Dalai Lama for the way we conduct business there in his backyard, basically. I mean, it's such an amazing third party, you know, kind of justification of how we do things. And he said words like, of course, he didn't speak them in English, but the translation was, this is a wonderful cause and I bless this effort. You know, what we've done is created a lot of jobs for the people that didn't have them there, so that the families could make some extra money to get through the harsh winters. And my dad went in there and increased the price by 500% that these people were making that harvested the berries before we came to town. So and we conduct our business and product manufacturing and everything in the same way, and we're very proud about that.
Well, thank you so much for both being with us. You know, this is an absolutely wonderful hour, and it just flew by. So I would like to thank you both, Bruce and Peter McMullen, for being with us. And the company is Cebu Beauty. The website is www.cebubeauty.com, and you can also find them on Facebook. And I'd like to thank you again so much for being with us today.